This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of dedicated of the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, the greenfield capital of Andhra Pradesh, yesterday. Addressing this gathering, the Prime Minister said these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh aspiring Viksit Bharat's hopes.
Ek naya Amravati, ek naya Andhra. अमरावती वो धरती है जहां परंपरा और प्रगति दोनों साथ चलते हैं, जहां बौद्ध विरासत की शांति भी है और विकसित भारत के निर्माण की ऊर्जा भी है.
Earlier, the Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is country's first semi-automated port. Addressing this event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said that the Vizhinjam port is a great model of the new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a delegation level talks with the President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several MOUs are expected to be signed following the talks. The President Lourenço will be accorded at a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. He will hold the bilateral discussions with the President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honor of the visiting dignitary. The President of Angola is on a 3-day state visit to India. The WAVES declaration was adopted during the Global Media Dialogue in Mumbai yesterday. The member nations agreed to prevent the lead of the misinformation and to promote the media integrity, the fact-based journalism and for responsible advertising. They also agreed to support the content of the respects to human rights and cultural sensitivities while fostering the cross-border collaborations to deepen the shared understanding. Meanwhile, the Creating India Challenge Season 1 concluded at the summit yesterday, and the winners of 32 distinct challenges under the CIC were honored at the summit, spanning every domain of media and entertainment industry. Talking to the media on the sidelines of the Create in India Challenge, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the WAVES has provided an opportunity to the young creators to showcase their talents. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a meeting with the Japanese parliamentary delegation led by the Speaker of the House and the representative of Japan, Nukago Furushiko, in New Delhi yesterday. During this meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized on a collective and a resolute response to effectively combat terrorism and to uphold the values that define the democratic societies. Mr. Fukushiro strongly condemned the terrorist attack at Pahalgam and reaffirmed the Japanese steadfast support to India's fight against terrorism. The Union Home Secretary had held a meeting in New Delhi yesterday to discuss the release of additional 4,500 cubic of water from Bhakra B's Management Board dams for 8 days to meet the urgent water needs of Haryana and the southern parts of Rajasthan. India and Denmark have signed a renewed Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen the energy cooperation. The MOU will support the India's ambitions target to achieving a net zero emissions by 2070. It aims to foster the knowledge exchange and the technological collaborations between the two countries, particularly in the area of clean and sustainable energy. India's total exports have touched all-time high of $824.9 billion in the financial year 2024-25 as per the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, which includes the services trade for March 2025. In IPL cricket, the host Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs last night. Chasing 225 runs for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad could only score 186 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Prasidh Krishna from Gujarat Titans picked up 2 wickets. He was adjudged the player of the match. Earlier put into bat, the Gujarat Titans posted 224 for 6 in 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on the Chennai Super Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.